Praise God. Well, I want to welcome all our online service members joining us in the service today. And I also want to welcome all the leaders that are here this afternoon for this glorious service. In the next weeks and days ahead of us, I will be sharing with us the 10 pillars to success in leadership and also in our Christian life. The 10 pillars of success in leadership and in our Christian life. And also this series will be going on in our Bible study in our various zonal meetings. Now, in the first we're looking at in the part one of it is clothing yourself with humility. Now, if you want to enjoy success, that means you must be ready to do a work on yourself by removing a particular garment and putting on a garment. God will never dress you in this part of dressing. You will have to be the one that will have to do the dressing yourself. In this time that things are changing, if you do not work on your own personal life, you will miss out of heavenly visitation. And I can assure you that if you're not willing to do a character check, a character change, a character development, you will miss out of God's promises. It doesn't matter what promises God has made over your life. It doesn't matter the prophecy over your life. It doesn't matter the anointing or the oil on your life. You will never accomplish the purpose and the plan of God for your life because you're wearing a particular dress. And so for you to be able to enjoy the covenant grace of God, then you must be ready to put on. That means when you're putting on, you're putting off. You cannot put the old and the new together. You must redress yourself to enjoy success in this season. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 12, it said, put on then. Put on. It is not the Holy Spirit that does it. It is not your friend. It is not your pastor. It is not your wife. It is not your husband. You will have to do it yourself. Put on. Therefore, as God's chosen one, holy and beloved. If you are the chosen of the Lord and you are the beloved of the Lord, then for you to be able to prosper and enjoy the blessings of God, you must put on something and put off something. Compassionate heart, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. You must put it on. And that is not the work that you will say, well, I am depending on the Holy Spirit to be humble. God never humbles anybody. God, I have always said, God humiliates. So for you to be able to be successful, you must be humble. You must hate pride. You must hate pride. You must hate it with everything that you got inside of you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves. He didn't say God will humble you. He didn't say pray for humility. You don't pray for humility, you do it. You don't fast to be humble. You force yourself to be humble. Humble yourselves. This is not an address to people outside the covenant. He said, put on then as God's chosen. If you're the part of the chosen of the Lord, then you must put on humility and take away pride. Then, under God's mighty hand, so that he will lift you up in his own good time. This is a very strategic time in the history of the church. And when I'm talking about the church, I'm not talking about the four-wall sanctuary. I'm talking about individuals that are called out from the world, that are chosen and selected by God, is the best of all times. You have been hearing me prophetically declaring that. Is the best of all time in the history of the church. So humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand so that he will lift you up in his own good time. I pray you will not miss out. I pray you will not miss out of your season of lifting. You know, there are things that we worry about, and he said, forget about your worries. Just do what is right, and God will take care of you. Forget about your worry. I am not troubled about anything the newscasters are saying. Whatever the world is trying to project, I am not moved by it. Because I know that I am in control under the grace of my Father. And that's what we read in that Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians, where we read, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with humility. Clothe yourselves with humility. One thing we have always read about, and I have seen it happen in the life of so many children of God, why they are not enjoying the favor and the blessing of God, yet you see them full of activity, you see them running here and there trying to do God's work, and God is not accepting it because they are full of pride. And so you may be worrying and say, but this man is really working for God. God is saying, who is working for me? That person with so much arrogance. There are many people that opportunities and favor have passed them. There are many people that have not received the blessing that God have assigned to them because of pride. Do you know that there are people that God specifically spoke to them to take a parcel to somebody, but because of the pride of that person, the people came and passed and delivered the parcel to another person? James chapter 4 verse 6. James chapter 4 verse 6. But he gives us more grace. But he gives us more grace. That is why the scripture says, God opposes. God opposes. He gives grace to the humble. But he opposes the proud. But he shows favor to the humble. I love that word. He shows favor. How many of you could remember there was a message I preached many, many years ago under the touch, under the tent we wear? I said, favor and fear. That's why you can see people with all their certificate, with all their connection, they are still down without favor. God himself resists the proud. There are demons you are binding that you are not, it's not demons, it is God himself. There are certain troubles that people are going through. It's not God. It's God. I mean, it's not demons. It's God himself. And you're trying to bind God. God said, you bind me. You're too full. You're too proud that I cannot show you favor. Therefore, look at verse 10. Humble yourselves before the Lord. Not that the Lord will do it. Humble yourselves. And he will lift you up. Promotion does not come from the south. Promotion does not come from the west. Promotion does not come from the north. It cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth. I was speaking to one of my precious disciple, daughter in the Lord. She's an appeal court judge. One of the most prominent appeal court judge in Nigeria. And I was speaking with her a few minutes ago about the acting appeal court president. There are people that vow it will never happen. It has not happened for a Christian to be the president of the appeal court. This is the first. And when that struggle was going on, I was at the center of it. And I said a word to her. As long as you stay humble in the hands of God, God will make you a proud mockers to be mocked by God himself. And if you know the intrigues by the late chief of staff, everything was done to make sure that she didn't get that seat. That's why I was talking to her this afternoon before praying for her. And I said, don't forget what I told you. You and the company of about three of you that are covenant believers in the Lord, you will continue to go higher as long as you stay humble. The Bible says, as long as Zechariah hearkened to the words of his pastor, Uzziah hearkened to the words and instruction of his pastor Zechariah, the Lord made him to prosper. But the day pride swelled inside of him, he lost favor. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. I pray that you will not miss out of your season of lifting. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You see, humility is not something that is read just from outside. It's a condition of the heart. Success and exaltation comes by humility. Whatever success you want to see first, when we're talking about the pillars to success in ministry and leadership, is humility. Luke chapter 14, verse 11. Luke chapter 14, verse 11. For all those who exalt themselves, we are having very pompous, arrogant people that exalt themselves where they are not. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled. That word humbled there is will be humiliated. And those who humble themselves will be exalted. You see people praying and crying out to God, Father God, show me mercy, promote me, lift me up, let me fulfill my days upon the earth. And God said, I cannot do it because you're too proud. Pride has destroyed, pride has taken away glory from the table of many mighty. God has shown us what to do if we want to succeed in whatever you're doing. And as leaders, we must understand that this is our season of lifting. It's our season of heaven surprising every one of us. I am telling you the truth, the world can cry, I can never cry. And if you are my covenant sons and daughters under my grace, you will never cry. Okay. Never cry. It's my year of total redemption. So what is going on is total emancipation. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God has shown us what to do. So it's left for you to do what God has shown you to do. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Apply these three and see what will be happening in your life. He has shown you, O mortal, what to do. So you want to enjoy the liftings of God? Walk humbly before your God. Walk humbly before your God. You know, the mockery of men is nothing compared to the mockery of God. Men better mock me and let God prove me than for God to mock me. When God mocks you, he turns your wisdom to foolishness. One of the examples of such men that God mocked them was Nebuchadnezzar. When God mocked Nebuchadnezzar, he became a grass eater. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 34. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 34. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor. Come and lift up your hand and say, show me mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I will enjoy the favor of God. I will not die like mere men. Hey, let not the devil deceive you and say, what is even life? If I die, self-life is finished. I didn't come into this life to just be mere. I need to die honorably. That's why even in heaven, there is a distinction. Even in heaven, when we arrive heaven, the crowns will not be shared equally. There are men that whose stars are shining brighter. The Bible says even in heaven, some people will be weeping. Some people will be crying. There are people that will command grace and glory. That's where I belong to. So don't deceive yourself and say, well, let me just be living just like that. When I will soon die. I won't die soon. And there is no death for me. I have declared this over and over. El Buba will never die. Oh, you are thinking something different. My father in the Lord said, look at my eyes very well. There is no dead. Because the day even when I sleep in the Lord, I'm only going to sleep. I'm not going to die. Because I am living in eternity. I have eternal life. So that's why I've declared that the date of my birth was 1982. But it has no end. So there is nothing like 1982, the 23rd of March, 1982, too. That's the day I got born again. And from that day to eternity, no end. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I decree and declare that you will not fall under the judgment of Jehovah. I pray that you will enjoy the favor of God. You are the one that God will favor among others. The Bible says he gives what? He show favor to the humble. Pride only disgraces you, sir. Pride will bring shame and disgrace over your life. Instead of you moving forward, pride will bring you down. While humble men will be going higher and higher every day. Pride will bring you, if you're on the third floor, pride will bring you to the ground floor. Why humility will lift the person from the ground floor and put him on top? Proverbs chapter 11 verse 2. Proverbs chapter 11. When pride comes, pride is a person. You must not allow it to settle in your house. I pray that every pride as a visitor that is coming to settle in your house, you will send pride packing and say, there is no room here. Pride comes. When pride enters you, it just takes away your glory. See, with all the glory that Lucifer had, all the glory he had, the moment pride set in, he lost it. Pride will come. That means if it comes, you can say no. Pride will want to enter and settle. When it starts to settle where? You want to bring shame to me? Go! You want to take away my glory? Go! But you say, oh yeah, pride, come and settle with me so that I can feel myself. That feeling of yourself, pride will be the one that will use his own hands to carry your throne away from you. The amazing thing is that pride comes as a messenger to carry out an assignment. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. That means the moment pride is coming into your house and you don't send him packing immediately, he will leave disgrace. So you can do all your binding and all your losing. You say, oh, you're binding me, but you are the one that asked me to stay. But with humility comes wisdom. With humility comes wisdom. And look at what wisdom does. Generated by humility. That's why it is easy to lead humble people. He'll lead humble women, humble men. I think some years ago I was preaching in a city called Lantana. That's several years ago. And I talked to the people of Lantana. In those times, you used to hear the Lantana mafias. Powerful people of the Lantana tribe. It's a tribe on the plateau of the Tarok people. The Tarok nation, they call them the Tarok nation. That's where some of the most powerful, distinguished Nigerian leader, military rulers came out from. But I told the people in Lantana, the Tarok people, while I was preaching in the crusade, hosted by my beloved sister that is going to be with the Lord, Sister Husseini. And I said to the people there, and I said, look here, you look very distinguished, but you are having one of the most poorest population of people. You go to Lantana, does not show the picture of the great generals. Reason is because the average Tarok man is very proud. Their pride and arrogance has kept them down. Man, you see somebody has nothing, but yet he's prouder than his teacher.
I pray over your life. What kika baraga jobrega dina rika baroshaya. Every spirit of pride that have settled around your house, command it, say, get out of my house. In the name of Jesus. It's painful. It's painful. You go to the Tarok Nation, most powerful, intelligent people, but nothing to write home about. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was after that message, General Hussein ran to the altar to give his life to Christ with his son that died in that crash. The way, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12 verse 15, Proverbs 12 verse 15, the way of fools seems right to them. That's proud people. But the wise listens to advice. Fools, they are full of themselves. Full of themselves. They don't have leaders. They don't have mentors. They don't have fathers. You see them just going. Even when they come to church and they are sitting down under their pastor, they are analyzing their pastor's sermon. Fools. That's what you have in most places in Africa. Fools. The way of fools seems right to them. But look at it. But the wise listens to advice. That's why the wise will always be going up. That's why they're going higher and higher. Oh my God. I decree over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every garment of pride you need to pull out from your life, receive grace to pull it out. Because you must succeed. What are you doing in this life? I've always said this. I didn't come into this life to just occupy space. It doesn't matter how low you are, with humility you will conquer. You can't get honor in this life without humility. Honor, you can't get it without humility. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33. Proverbs 15 verse 33. Wisdom. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord. And humility comes before honor. A man came to me here several years ago in this great temple. Then we were having our old secretariat. He had several degrees. And he was talking to me when he came to my office, you know, Queen's English. And then he was making reference to the Vice Chancellor of the University of Jos. Those were my mates in the school. I was even far better than all of them. And he was talking. So I told him, I said, sir, if you knew the answer, you wouldn't have come here. Because you are citing all your certificates. And none of your certificates were able to help you out. And he said, you know, even when I get to the VC, he doesn't even look at me as one of his colleagues, and I used to help him in the school. I said, sir, how can he help you when you are full of yourself? Don't you know that level has changed? He said, because I asked him, how do you approach? He said, when he comes there, he will call the Vice Chancellor with his name and said, Vice Chancellor, can I see him? And Vice Chancellor instructed his secretary and said, as long as he comes here, there is no place for him. By the time I was done with him, he fell down and knelt down and said, what shall I do? I said, remove all this, your pride. Go as a messenger and as a servant. Then you will be recognized. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 verse 12, before a downfall, the heart is haughty. Before you see somebody falling down, before you see somebody losing out, the heart has received a strange visitor. And that strange visitor is pride. You know, that's why I've said this over and over with my vast experience in this life. It has come to a stage where there are certain things. I used to pity certain things before. But now I realize that I will not be pitying, because certain people allow pride to make them to lose opportunities. One of these times, the Lord had to say to me, can you be more holier than myself? If I cannot entertain proud people, is it you that can entertain proud people? You can't help a proud person. Before you see somebody falling down, go and check it. When you see somebody rising and falling, he's closer, he gets up to a position, and instead of going higher, boom, back to zero. Back to zero. Pride. But look at it. But humility comes before honor. When you see people getting honor wherever they go, wherever they enter. Some of my friends, they will ask me, look, prophet, what do you do? You come behind everybody and you overtake. You have left all of us. You have gone ahead of us. Even the place where we were in charge, you took over. No, before you see honor, humility. One of my mentors, even until last year when I traveled to that nation, I would pay my hotel. I am rich. I'm not a poor person. And I will never be poor. By the mercies of God, wealth and riches is in my blood. So there is no room for poverty. And every one of you that is drinking from this covenant oil, if you walk with this one pillar, you can be sure that that blood will flow. That blood will work in your life. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I went there. He's my mentor. I went there. Other people, they are talking with my mentor. They talk to my mentor with arrogance and pride. I will come. Even though it's in Europe. In Europe, you can call an old man your mentor, almost your first name. But I said, no. He's my mentor. I would kneel down to greet him. He said, wow. I got to their house. My mentor's wife served us meal. I was sitting down on the table to eat the meal. And I said, no way. You can't serve me meal and I'll be sitting down. I stood up, went to the kitchen. And I said, please, I have to do it myself. I took the plates to serve all of us. And after we were done eating, usually as a guest, I was lodging in my own hotel. I would have just stood up there and said, thank you, Maha, I really appreciate you, and just leave. You know what I did? I cleaned the table, took the plates to the washing basin, washed the plate, washed the pots, cleaned everywhere, arranged them in order. When I finished arranging, I said, please, Daddy, can I help you to iron your dresses? Excuse me, that was last year. So see my level where I am. It wasn't that I was looking for something. But the way to attract honor is by humility. Wash the plate, clean the plate, sweat the place, arrange the place. I didn't know I left a landmark there. I was lodging in the hotel. I wasn't lodging in the house. When you see people walking in honor, go and check out. Because you can pray from now to Methuselah. With pride, you will never see answers. But with humility comes honor. The reward of humility is riches, sir. That's one of the reward of humility. The reward of humility. The second reward of humility is honor. The greatest thing you can ever desire in your life is honor. To be honored. Then number three, reward of humility is good life. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches, honor, and life. Good life. We were sitting down together in Lagos, together with one of the owners of the biggest oil farms in Nigeria. It's called the Sahara Oils. He came to greet me and talk with me over some few matters in the country. And so my daughter came in to greet him. And of course he has had a little bit of that, my daughter. You know, normally with their position in life, with their educational qualification, one their attainment in life, and also by privilege, by mercies and grace, the position of their father in the world. That should make them full of themselves. So when she came in, and then she was greeting us, so she came to him and greeted him, and then she bent down this way and greeted him and said, "How are you, sir?" She left. The man asked me a question. I said, "Are you sure that this lady is a Nigerian and your daughter? Because youths that have attained to this level, they are first class brain. There is a shoulder they carry. But with humility, they are going higher. I was watching my son, Jerry, a few weeks ago. Now, he doesn't need to do any of that by the mercies of God. As the heir apparent, he has so much to his own advantage in life. So there is a construction going on behind the house. My son, I don't know what came over him. Went to the site, removed his cloth of position, and walked with laborers from around 7:30 a.m. in the morning to around 5 to 6 p.m. I came over the window from my office in the house, and I was watching. Tears started running down my eyes. And I said, "This is the boy that has the key to everything. But he removed his glory to be paid 10 naira. And I said, "I thank you, Lord, because there is nowhere on earth this boy will not survive." With humility. People that have not gotten to my level, even 10%, their children will not even carry broom. But walking with the lepers, my God! And I said, that reminded me of Christ. Even though he was equal to the Father, he was a son of God, but he emptied himself. And God gave him a name. There is no name I won't give that boy forever. I decree over your life, whatever will become the instrument of your fall, may God take it away from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, humility will always cause you to win every battle in life. Every battle. You will never be a victim of demonic arrows. You will never be a victim of human setup. The moment people try to put you, the place for you, dig a pit for you to fall, humility will make you to cross over. Look at what the scripture says. Psalm 149 verse 4. Psalm 149 verse 4. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. He crowns the humble with victory. That's why when people are looking and waiting for you to fall, they will see you going higher. They will say, is this person overcoming battles? There is a secret. The first pillar to success in life is humility. I am standing here as your mentor. There is nothing that men have not done. There is nothing demons have not done. But God has been giving me victory. Every day, trials will come. Victory will come out. Trials will come, triumph. Trials will come, triumph. That's why some people will even say in one of these places, somebody went to share handbill. and he mistakenly got into a mosque to share the handbill. And the imam of that mosque looked at the handbill and said, this man is still alive. One of my disciples that is a governor one day called me and said, you know what? We were having a discussion, and one of the senior party members, that is, then he was the secretary to the federal government of Nigeria. So they were discussing, and I said, Do you mean El Buba is still alive? I am still alive, it's a mystery. Because I am not the one. Someone is fighting my battles. I am an ordinary mortal man, but carrying something extraordinary. I pray that God will crown you. You see, what is going to become your crown? What is going to become your honor? What is going to become your royalty? Victory. Victory. Everywhere you go, victory. Everywhere you stand, victory. Everywhere you enter, victory. Victory over every plague. That's why men that are walking with God are not in any way intimidated by the plague. Corona or no coronavirus is an army that must respect its senior. I've never seen a corporal commanding a general. And you know who coronavirus is? Coronavirus is a corporal and a private in the army. And I am carrying a higher rank. So when corona comes, it must salute and continue its assignment. Glory be to the name of the Lord. When death comes to take certain things about your life, it will see the crown and it will salute and pass. Humility will always put you in a position where God will be the guide of your life. That's why you find out that men that are humble in the hands of God, they are always at the top. God will always be directing their footsteps. Nothing ever takes me by surprise. Nothing. Why A is ending, God will be switching me to the next. The footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. When God is the one ordering your footsteps, you will never make mistakes. You will never fail. Because God is the one ordering your footsteps. Psalm 25 verse 9. Psalm 25 verse 9. He guides the humble in what is right. And he teaches them his way. He guides the humble in what is right. That's what the Bible says. And the Lord taught Moses his way and the children of Israel his arms. You can never compare the status of Moses and the children of Israel. Humility will make you to be placed in the proper level. God will place you in the proper position where you need to be. I lift up your right hand right now because God is lifting somebody there. There is something that has made you to lose out in your marriage, and that is pride. Something that has made you to lose out of you of the job God was providing and preparing for you. Pride. Bring down your hands. Do you know something that God can package gold in an earthen vessel? But because of your pride, you will not. You will despise it. And you don't know that inside that earthen vessel is gold. Romans chapter 12 verse 3. Therefore, I am decreeing over your life many people that have made themselves what they are not. Today, you're removing that garment from your life. Those things that made you. You're not. Oh, you're just carrying one air of pride. And you're nothing. Romans chapter 3 verse 12. Romans chapter 12 verse 3. For by grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Don't. Put yourself where you are. Under the hand of God. Bring yourself in soberness. Arrogant people don't walk with people. They don't submit themselves in any way. And wherever you find pride people, they will end up causing division. There is no way you can have arrogant argue people in a meeting and that meeting does not end up in argument. But where you find humble people, they bring harmony. They bring unity of faith. Romans chapter 12 verse 16. Therefore, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud. Pride will make you to bring disunity. But where there is humility, there is response. There is obedience. There is respect. Sometimes when I hear certain people talk, as if they are in control of tomorrow. I was talking to some of my children, I think yesterday or somewhere, I can't remember. And I said, I don't believe in tomorrow. I believe in the today, the day the God has given me. And by the grace of God, I'm living by the grace of God. Today, I will conquer today. I will do what I need to do that will conquer tomorrow today. Because tomorrow is not in my hands. When I'm speaking with mommy and she called me, Daddy, how are you? I'm doing very well by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I'm fine. But there are people that will be talking as if they are in control, no God in any way. It is their own power. Tomorrow I'm going to do this. By whose grace? By their own strength. No. By the grace of God. That's the language of humble people. By the grace of God, we'll accomplish A. By the grace of God, we'll get this mission done. I am living every day. Most times in the night, but before I go to sleep, I will always say something to God. If I'm leaving my library, when I'm praying the last moment, and I'm going to the room, and I said, I thank you, Father God Almighty, for giving me a wonderful day today. And I thank you for all I have done. And Lord God Almighty, with all thanksgiving, there is no better yesterday. You have given me a glorious today. And if today is my last day of living on earth, I thank you. Lord, I package myself that I will arrive with a purposeful, fulfilled heart. Thank you, Father. And if you allow me to see tomorrow, gracious Redeemer, Satan will cry. Satan will regret his actions against the kingdom of God. I decree and declare over your life, as you go home, any nature, whatever represents pride, you're going to destroy it with your own hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. One of my daughters came to me and she was crying. Her husband was unfaithful to her and all of that. And I said to her, and she said, you know, I'm waiting for him. And he's carrying the hair of arrogance. He doesn't even want to come and say, I'm sorry for what I have done. I have caught him several times. And I said, as long as you're waiting for a sorry from him, you will never see deliverance in your house. So she said, what did I do? I said, now, number one, go and get him the best gift that he likes in this life. She said, I said, number two, go and tell him I'm very sorry for everything I've done that is not right. Because if I'm doing what is right, you will not be going outside. Number three, carry a book, sit down and said, sir, tell me all you want that will make you the most happiest man. And write it as a commandment and follow it. Then number five, I said the last one, I said, when he finishes, tell him to pray for you. She cried. I said, clean the tears up, because it's working with what I've told you in humility that will give the result. So she went to do exactly. She did it. And came back with a result. And the result, the man asked and said, where did you get this thing from? Now, I am very sorry for all I have done. And she said, the sorry she has been looking for many years. Humility is power. I decree over your life, this life, you will not die in sorrow. You will enjoy it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't boast in your arrogance. Shelf, throw that thing away. When God Almighty is connecting you, or God is, you're serving somewhere, or you're working somewhere, humble yourself. No matter your position in this life, you will can always enjoy the success that God will give you. Where you are is not the ultimate. I have told you that where I am is only stage 3. Somebody asked and said, Daddy, if you are in stage 3, then what becomes of us? I'm only in stage 3. What about my father? My father would say, I've not even started. I say, you didn't start. So what about me? I'm still in the womb. Now let me read these scriptures to all of us. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. As leaders, we'll take this note in your relationship. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to verse 8. Let me read it. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Who, verse 6, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Verse 7, now each of these scriptures, mark it. Rather, he made himself nothing. Until you make yourself, nobody will make you. Say, who is she? Who is he? I am living. You know, there are people that will come and say, who is she? How can I even walk under this man? How old is he? I am old. You're old. You will die with your old age, not fulfilling anything. Have you ever seen a father whose son becomes a king, and the father walks into the palace and just say, Nasiru. No. Even though he's the father, but the son is the king, the first thing the father would do is, Kabisi, your majesty. Because level has changed. And if you want to be honored, it's for you to humble yourself. You're deceiving yourself with age. You say, how can I work in that place? I am 60 years old. And if the managing director is 30 years old, stay there. Life doesn't answer that way. That's why you realize that in life, the people that will serve, the people you will serve in order for you to go up, they can even be your grandchildren. Somebody came some time ago and said, sir, I thought God answered my prayer. I said, what is that? He said, I was invited for a place for an interview. And even the person interviewed me is one small girl of 20 years. So I look at her and I say, I can give back to you. I say, you have failed the exam now. I say, that's why you remain where you are. Life doesn't go that way. You can be the firstborn in a family, but the lastborn will be the one that will rule the family. And you want to be calling the lastborn and say, who, that one I used to carry you on my back? It didn't change. If you want to enjoy that lastborn, honor the lastborn. That's why David, though he was the smallest, he became the ruler. And everybody in the family respected him. If it is age, you'll just be calling age. Who will eat age? I am 70 years old. 70? You go die. You no go see anything. I have seen people that have missed opportunities in life.
They look at that one and say,
who is even she? If you don't know how to humble yourself, look at it. Rather, he made himself nothing. You cannot become something without making yourself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in a human likeness, he took the nature. He took the nature and said, if I'm going to be what God has destined me to be, if I'm going to fulfill that which has been written concerning me, I must humble myself. Leaders in this great commission, the pillar to success in your work this year and the years ahead of you is humility. Take the very nature. Now, he didn't take the nature of a son. He didn't take the nature of the son of a king. He took the nature of a servant. Can you imagine him being called servant? He took it. He took it. You can't become what God has designed you to be without you take responsibility to change your status. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. And that was it. That was the key And the Bible says, and God lifted him up and gave him a name that is above every other name. I am praying over your life, whoever is planning evil against you, just like they did on Christ. If the priests of this world had known, they wouldn't have crucified the King of Glory. His humility broke the arm of the wicked one. I pray from this day, the spirit of humility will possess your life. You will conquer every disaster. You will conquer every death. You will conquer every disgrace. Humility will make you obedient to leadership. And you will enjoy the glory of God. There are lessons that we are to learn from that as I begin to bring the close in this, our teaching service with the leaders. From that, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Lessons for you to take home. Number one, true humility is being superior to your old self. Your old nature is not being superior to it. First, deal with your old nature. He was willing to crucify. He was willing to allow self to die. Number two, the soul is healed by being childlike. He was childlike in faith. A childlike heart will always enjoy God and human favor. Go this way, there was no contention and argument. He did it with excitement, even though it was painful. Number three, true humility is not thinking less of yourself. He knows that he is the Son of God. He knows that he is the Word. It is through him that the entire heaven and earth were made. But then it is thinking of yourself less. That's humility. He brought himself down. Number four, humility makes you to accept contradictions. You accept correctness, corrections with cheerfulness, with joy. He was willing to go through. He was willing to be corrected with cheerfulness, not with sadness. The next, humility makes you to pass over the mistakes of others. Number six, humility will make you to accept insults, injuries, and being slighted. He was insulted. He was injured for the attacks that was given to him, but yet he was humble enough, and that gave him victory over it all. Number seven, humility will make you to be kind and gentle. Even under provocation or being persecuted. He was kind to the people who set him up. That's why you have always said this. The people who try to say things over me, I fed them. I care for them. Sometimes some people would say, you know, you're too much merciful. Sometimes it is not.
It is just being humble for you to keep shining in the glory of God. Number eight, from what we learned here, humility will always make you to choose the hardest part. He was willing to go through the tough part. He was willing to go through the pain. That's humility.
That's why you see people that are humble, genuine humble. They are tough. They are hard workers. They take responsibilities to work hard to make things happen. He was willing to go through it. That's why you see people that are humble, that have the spirit. There's no complaining in their mouth. There's no excuse. They take responsibility. They work. They go through the pain, the tears to make things happen. He went through it in order to make God happy. You all know the story of what he went through. The pain he had to go on a very hard way. But the glory that came, the honor that came cannot be compared with the pains he went through. Number nine. A great man, and that's Jesus. A great man is always willing to be little and always learning. A great man, as the creator of all things, he made himself little so that God would take the place. This is my leader. I subscribe to him as my father. And the kind of decision the father made were tough decisions. But he humbled himself to learn. By the obedience, by the suffering he went through, he learned obedience. A proud people just want comfort of life without the cross. Convenience, all right? They want big things, big name, big word without pain. You can never be great without pain. All genuine great people whose greatness have endured through generations. Go and check it. They went through tough time. They were willing to learn. And then number what now? Number 10. Humility will make you to always examine yourself. Humility will always make you to judge yourself and criticize yourself. You will not just be judging others, but you will be judging yourself. You will be examining yourself. If things are not working, don't blame anybody. Look within yourself. What's wrong with me? You know when sometimes people come for counseling and they will point everybody is the reason behind their failure. I say, shut up there. You are the reason behind your failure. Examine yourself and criticize yourself. And then finally, one thing that has always driven me before the presence of God, that makes me broken, and that's the nature of great people that have enjoyed the favor of God. They always see their insufficiency of their wisdom. So they seek for God's sufficiency. That's why they're always seeking God. That's why they're always crying out to God, help me, Lord. My prayer for every one of us as leaders, as believers in Christ in these last days. In these last days, that pride will become the second nature of many people. And that's why the Bible said there will be a great falling away. Many believers will lose their crown. They will lose their glory. They will lose it because of pride. The Holy Spirit is going to walk away from many. The power and the presence of God will leave many families because of pride. Even though they are bearing the name of Christ, but Christ is not with them. This is the last day. And I told you in this house, and I'm saying it to all of you that are watching online, this is the 11th hour. This is the time that there will be great many falling. Many. But don't forget this word. I am part of the call, and not just the call, but the choosing. And therefore, as God's chosen people, I am releasing you to go home and think on this word. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Holy and dearly loved. Holy and dearly loved. For you to become God's born boy, God's baby, you must be humble. For you to become somebody that God will not allow anybody to mess you, clothe yourself with humility. I'm going to give you the next 5 minutes. Wherever you're watching, you can pray. Wherever you are. The way to enjoy greatness and success. I am talking about enduring success. I'm talking about generational success. I'm talking about the favor of God coming upon your life in the midst of calamity. This is not, I claim it, I catch it. Generation, it won't work. There are principles you must work with, and you must work at it. So wherever you are watching, whoever you are, you humble yourself before God. I'm not going to do it for you. No pastor, no preacher, no president will do it. David enjoyed the unusual flow of God's grace. From a bottom family, God made him to become the chief in the family and in a nation because of humility. Go before the Lord and talk to him. I want you to pray and command that pride that has come into your life for years. Leave me. Get out of my home. Some of us are married here. Some of us are parents. The same thing that is befalling you is befalling your children. You are not getting anywhere because of pride. That's not the plan of God. The plan of God is good, to give you a future. Pray out that spirit. Some foolish Nigerians in this country, sometimes they will look at certain people in power, and then they will open their big mouth and say, what qualification does he even have? I can speak better English than him. It's not about grammar. If you're not humble, you cannot go up. That person may not be having all the certificates you have and all the Queen's English you can speak, but yet he's the one ruling you. You can't enjoy glory without humility. I want you to pray. Times that you have been corrected and you became angry. That's the nature of the devil. What brought him down? Pray for God to have mercy on you. There are so many things that God wants to do with us. These are the days of Noah. As the days of Noah were, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall come. Humility in the family. Humility in following leadership. There are many people that God have destined them today. By today, they would have been great. God gave them opportunity to humble themselves to serve. When they were just in their teenage years, they were youths. Some of them were 20, 21. But they were proud, full of themselves. Today, they are 60. They have not accomplished anything. There are many men that have missed their life partners because of pride. There are many ladies that God has packed their life partner, but they missed them. Because of pride, nobody can rule me. No man will have dominance over me. Pride. Pray and talk to the Almighty. There are job opportunities that have come on our way. Some of us, God wanted us to wear the nature of a servant. Nature of a servant. Mopping, cleaning, and all of that. God will use that to open the door for you. You shut the door with your own hands. Some of us, God gave us a job to be gate men. You are so proud, full of yourself, and said, I better die with hunger than for me to be a gate man. You didn't know that that gate man God provided for you was going to make a way for you into the palace. Even though God made the promises over the life of Joseph, he was going to be the prime minister, but he needed to serve in Potiphar's house. Without that service in Potiphar's house, he wouldn't have become what God destined him for. Moses, though great and powerful, raised in the palace of Pharaoh, but he went to Midia. He became a shepherd. He was serving in the house of his father-in-law, cleaning, working, even though he was once a great man in the palace. With humility, he assumed the place of authority. I want you to ask the blood of Jesus right now to wash and cleanse you. This is your season. It's not just about you. It's about your children. It's about the future generation. None of us is supposed to be living for ourselves. Remember that this life is not permanent. You are here to plant, to prepare a platform where generation can stand upon. Don't raise a foundation that will sink generations. Raise a platform that your children will enjoy favor. You have 2 minutes more, friend. Young man, you may not be married, but you should know you're carrying generations in your loins. Don't do as others have done. Humble yourself. For God is watching. You're building a strong pillar that will sustain a skyscraper. The journey and the greatness of your life is 100-story building. Don't despise the foundation. The pillar number one is humility. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you, Father God Almighty, for addressing and speaking to us. One of the greatest tools this year and the years ahead, especially in the next decade, is going to be one of the most dangerous decades ever in the history of humanity. But it's also going to be one of the greatest decades that men will experience. I pray, Father, over the life of your sons and daughters, that in such a time like this, a time of sober reflection, you have told us in the days of prosperity, rejoice; in the days of adversity, consider. We are living in the days of adversity where we need to begin to think, where we need to begin to re-examine our paths. I pray for everyone here that you will have mercy. That you will have mercy upon every family. Lord, everyone kneeling down here represents a generation, represents a family. And Lord, you usually use one person to change the story of a whole generation. I pray for this one. Whatever will make them to miss their season of visitation, Father, take away that thing in the name of Jesus. Grace every leader. Grace every leader. Grace every leader. Grace every leader. I pray and bless you. May the glory of the Lord be your defense. As you go home, may you begin to wear humility. May you begin to work on your life. Work on your thoughts. Work on your life. I pray your children will not miss their season because of you. I pray that your family, your children, to the fifth generation, even when you have gone to heaven, they'll be saying, I thank God for my great grandparents. I pray this day over your life. I pray this day over your life. What brought Satan down, and since that time he has not risen up, I pray that that thing will never settle in your house. I ask the cleansing power of the blood to wash away every nature of pride in the name of Jesus. Now I bless you. May the Lord God Almighty, who is the custodian of all glory, I pray this day that he will give you what belongs to you. I pray that the presence of the God of glory, glory that produces miracles, glory that produces money, glory that draws material possession, I pray that this glory will rest upon you. I pray that the glory of the Lord will consume everything. Everything that is targeted at your destruction, the glory of the Lord will destroy them. Receive grace. Receive grace. Grace to be fruitful. Grace to advance. Grace to move forward. Grace to enjoy light. It is well with you. It is well with your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. I'm going to allow you in the next 2 minutes to worship and give thanks to God. All leaders that are here, give thanks and worship the King of Glory. I will see you in tomorrow's service and next tomorrow's service in your various zones. Give thanks to God. Worship Him.